Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you check out my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Very excited about our good friend Hector Barreto being back on the show. Hector is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and whether you know it or not, he's one of your best friends. He's the chairman of the Latino Coalition, thelatinocoalition.com. And he's former administrator of the U.S. Chamber, the U.S. Small Business Administration. And he's our good friend, Hector. Thanks again for hanging out with us. You've got an event coming up in October, and I want you to tell us about it. But most importantly, I want you to include the topics that are going to be covered in that event that are so important for small business owners.
Well, I'd be happy to, Jim, and thanks for the opportunity. You know, we do this summit all across the country. As you know, we do a big one in Washington every May, June. We do that with our partners at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce,
right.
And I think that's the biggest small business event now in the country. I used to do a big event when I was at SBA,
yep,
during Small Business Week, but this one now has become a really big event. But we're going to do a West Coast version of it on October 9th in San Francisco. And then more information on the website, and thank you for mentioning that, thelatinocoalition.com. But we're going to be dealing with a lot of these issues that I mentioned before that are still nagging issues for small business. So we're going to be talking about access to capital. We've got some great partners like Biz2Credit who help source loans for small businesses, no cost for them, Wells Fargo. We're going to have big companies like Comcast Universal and Dun & Bradstreet talking about strategies to get capital for small business. So that's going to be important. We're going to be talking about procurement, you know, those contracts that are so important. And we've got big companies like American Express who are helping us with that, AT&T. We'll have the federal agencies involved. Companies like Pacific Gas and Electric out in California are big promoters of contracting with small business. We're going to have some executives.
That's one of the things. One of the things that's the marker of one of your of your events, Hector, is that you bring a lot of big companies who want to do business with small businesses put together, and you put them face to face with real small business owners who need those contracts. Your business matchmaking has become part of the legend of these events, and I'm glad to say I was there when we had the first one.
I agree. You were there at the very beginning, and you know it's an idea that's been proven out. I call it, you know, what we do is we facilitate, you know, motivated buyers, which are these government agencies and these corporations, with qualified sellers, which are our small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We don't,
yep,
promise anybody a contract, but a lot of synergy occurs there, and we've done this for the last 10 years,
right.
80,000 appointments, billions of dollars of contracts,
over the country. So, all right, so you got a lot of folks coming there to San Francisco on October the 9th, and is that right, October 9th?
Yeah. Yep, October
and
9th
so,
in San Francisco.
So tell us about what are the main topics that are going to be discussed there?
Well, and, you know, some of these are the tools that we bring them, but, you know, a lot of small businesses, we were talking about this before, are still very concerned about the Affordable Care Act or,
mm-hmm,
Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
What's that going to mean for them? What's it going to cost them? What are some of the strategies? So we're going to be talking about that as well. We'll have some health carers involved and some other experts on that. One of our board members is a physician, and so he's going to moderate a panel on that. We're going to be talking about regulation. You know, there's that old saying, you know, it's not what you make, it's what you get to keep. And
right,
a lot of regulation is costing small business a lot of money.
It's
and
a sleeper drain on small business because it's not out there like a tax bill. It just kind of pecks away at you and drains you of cash that, you know, by just holding you back and by being an irritant.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've said this for a long, long time. You know, a small business, you can't afford to dedicate, you know, tons of people and
that's
resources,
right,
and lawyers to this stuff. They got to do it themselves. So it's really not a level playing field for a lot of these small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to educate them on some of those issues that they're going to be dealing with. You know, there's obviously a regulatory component to this whole health care bill.
That's right.
And what it's going to cost them. So we'll talk about that. You know, a lot of those issues are still rumbling around. You know, when I think about this, Jim, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Mm. A lot of the issues that we were grappling with 10 years ago are still there, and you got to still fight
them. Some of them have gotten worse.
Yeah,
like
really
regulations.
Have.
All right, what else? What are the other topics?
You know, one of the other things that a lot of our folks are wondering is what Congress is going to do or not do with regards to this immigration reform. You know, you've seen this come out of the Senate. I don't know that anything's going to come out of the House. I think that they're going to deal with some of these issues kind of on a piecemeal basis. So some of our members kind of want an update on that, what's happening with that. And you know, there's all kinds of opinions on this. But at the end of the day, I think everybody admits we got a problem, and we hope that these legislators that we elect do something about this problem once and for all.
And so a lot of
we'll talk a little bit about that.
The uninitiated might think that Latinos were pretty much monolithic on this topic, but they're not, are they?
They're really not.
You guys I mean, you got you got all kinds of strange bedfellows in this issue, don't you?
You really do. I mean, the only consensus is that we keep kicking the can down the road, and we got to get this over with, mm-hmm. so that we don't have to deal with it every presidential cycle. But you're right; it really is across the board, and some of those Hispanics that are members that live around the border, they understand, you know, what a tough situation it is down there, and they do want to see more security, and they want to see, you know, a fair, you know, a bill come out of the Congress. So
right.
we'll discuss that a little bit. You know, even though we talk about this, it's not one of our top issues. You know, the top issues really are economics, jobs,
right.
You know, education is a key issue for our folks, and of course, health care.
Yep.
So those are the issues that we're really going to really try to tackle.
And then find that at thelatinocoalition.com, right? And find
That's
out more
right.
about that.
Thelatinocoalition.com.
It's right on the homepage. Right on the homepage there. So check that out, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Hector about what are the Latino community, what do they think about Obamacare? I'm going to get his opinion, his report on that. We're coming up right after this break. It's Tintail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.